Really? Really? You weren't making the comments before?
You weren't egging me on?
You make the comments before I do.
Because I know where you're thinking.
No, I wasn't going there at all. I went with the whole bronze dragon thing. I was doing it because I thought it was cool flavor for the stuff that we got. But now you're wanting, no, he's going to fuck him. I'm not going to fuck him.
Not yet.
Just because he's bronze or not.
Ain't nobody fucking me.
Or rather than that,
I'm not going to hear that.
I'm not going to exclude him because he's blue.
Welcome to the group. Now bend over.
Well, hell no. I'm going to lose a damn head trying it.
Have I fucked anybody here yet?
You almost did.
Yeah.
No.
Key word there
yes,
was
you
yet.
Did. You did almost fight. You almost fought me at one point.
No,
you didn't
did
say
I fuck?
Fight.
Oh, I said fought, not fight. I'm like, fight? Yeah.
What did
you? We were arguing about something.
I wasn't going to fight you.
Felt like it.
I thought for a minute he was saying that you...
I mean, are you offering yourself?
More than I need to know.
Because Scar doesn't care.
Once again, Deidre would be standing behind him, standing behind Bart, giving you the "don't you dare touch that" look.
Josh is running.
Licking my lips.
That ass is all hers.
Yeah.
He's such an idiot. He has no idea.
Nobody fucks his ass but her.
No clue. And she even hit on you when she was drunk once. I was like, no, I want Bart to carry me.
Bart was like, okay.
He was sad.
Bart was like, all right. When he finally figures it out, it's going to be, oh.
So there were no dwarven females around where you grew up, huh? Never been
He's
around
just
any
oblivious.
Girls?
I mean, Bart is very one-dimensional. His flaw is he's easily distracted by knowledge.
You can have this carnal knowledge.
What?
You're just going to come out and say it.
Oh no, she would turn so dark purple. The blushing.
All right, we're back. I don't know how much of that conversation I'm going to leave into the recording, because that was some...
Take this away from me.
That was some R Costa X-rated stuff there.
Dude, I barely swore during that.
Take this away from me.
No, really. I feel my blood sugar rising.
You can feel your blood sugar?
Could just put it in a bag or something.
What, my blood sugar?
Sure, put that in a bag. Save it for later.
Dude, all right, we're in this room. There's one door leading out of it. There's a dead roper that's now sliced up into nice steak-sized fillets.
Yo.
And she's probably making a soup out of the rest of him.
Yummy. Tentacle soup.
No.
Other people see monsters, and she sees dishes
dinner.
For the menu.
She's
like I said, we've had orc soup. We've had...
Yeah, she has no problem eating sentient things either. They got brains. That doesn't matter.
Why not? Well, it's good. Well,
the only thing I don't eat are twilives because cannibalism is wrong.
So would you eat dwarves now?
Yeah.
Oh, I would eat them in a completely different way.
I mean, other dwarves.
Well,
we already had that conversation.
But from Oda's standpoint, that's just the circle of life. I mean, you don't kill people to eat them. But
no,
if they're dead, they're meat,
that
and
try
you can
to
survive
kill me,
on that.
And then if they happen to look tasty...
Yeah. If
what
they can
doesn't
good?
Look tasty to you? If that roper looked tasty...
Zombies don't look tasty.
No,
yeah,
they don't.
I'd die, make sure
what
I
if they're
not
fresh?
Put up on lunch menu.
Oh, no. We don't eat friends.
Yeah.
No, that'd be rude.
Yeah, that's rude. Yeah. So, who do we have that can check the door for traps? Don't say me.
I can check them. I just don't know what we're going to do about it if I find one.
I'll open it and try to not get eaten.
Wait. I have some healing left.
I've used a couple of hit die. I'm only down by 12.
Oh, yeah, that's something else you can do. Since we took a short rest, you can spend hit die. So you have...
Oh, we took a short rest.
4d8
hit
die.
Well, I did skin the thing.
Yeah, sure.
And you can spend those hit die during short rest... to gain hit points back. But to gain those dice back, you can only gain one back for long rest. So you have four of those to use.
Oh, yeah, I found the other small barn I was looking for.
All right, somebody...
So you get up to half back. You don't
half
you don't get,
better,
not just
yeah.
one for long, you get half of your dice that you spent.
Yeah.
So I've only spent half of my hit dice to heal up a little bit.
I'm going to, since we're doing the short rest, I'm going to use my arcane recovery to gain a second level spell slot back.
Everybody also gets plus an additional d6 hit points.
For each thing that we do?
It's just one d6.
Isn't it for each hit die that you spend, though?
I don't think so. Let me check.
Words, phrases, things I don't read.
Because you didn't get hurt.
Nope.
Shit, I almost died.
It's an extra d6.
Welcome to our group. So when...
It's just an extra d6. It goes up.
It doesn't say for each hit die?
No.
Okay.
The guy whose place you took played, his first three characters died. Before we found his
Yeah, but he would always run right up into the middle of every combat, though.
Yeah.
But he did with that other character, too. He just survived it.
He built it better.
Yeah. Red was awesome.
Red was very good.
Red decided that, in that campaign, Red decided that my character, well, I guess everyone voted me party leader. And so I wasn't used to being party leader. I was like, okay, so you go ahead and charge up there, and then we'll do this. And he just was a complete soldier and just going, all right, I'm charging up there because I was told to. What the? Okay, he's charging. I didn't really expect him to just go along with that plan. I thought he'd argue a little bit.
Did both of y'all hear that? If you spent hit dice to heal during the rest, you get an extra d6.
Did you spend hit dice to heal?
Not low enough yet.
Yeah, but... I mean,
I would spend the hit die.
Yeah, because you'll get it back at a long rest.
D8 to D6, because you'll get it back at a long rest.
Where's my D8? Wait, this is my D8.
Yeah.
Shit. 4.
Yeah, that's better than none.
That puts me back up to...
What, 19?
Yeah, 19.
Yeah, pretty much got it like this.
Did you check the door?
Oh, yeah, I was about to...
He's busy helping us rest.
Guidance. I can give you guidance.
13.
Yes. There is a trap on the door.
Thunder.
Yes.
Oh.
Thunder.
Hey. Thunder pretty cat. Good at this. There's an obvious trap right there.
What's she doing?
Oh, she was pouring over there. So I was like, what is she getting into?
Nothing.
Your glass.
A cup of ice there.
Your glass of ice. She didn't want her to knock it over under the electrical outlet over there.
Because she's a cat.
She looks like she's thinking about jumping up higher.
But cats are also agile. And they don't knock stuff
over. They do this. They push it and look at you.
Because they want to make sure that they can. See, where was that? Where was that sound effect last time?
So, there's an obvious trap there.
Where?
All right, well, I can...
Right there, if you turn the knob right there.
Hold on, I'm going to give you guidance.
Okay, I'd appreciate that.
I could try to
disarm it. And everybody, can you?
Can you give me Bardic Inspiration, too?
No, I can't. Oh.
He's going to try to... She's going to try to disarm it.
Yeah, I could try to disarm
it. What happens if you fail?
It'd probably go off.
I'll give you guidance. That's all I can do.
See, I can try opening it, and I have a pretty good chance of avoiding it. Or at least But if I don't avoid it, then I get hit with it. So either way.
If you don't avoid it, you get hit with it. All right.
So the same thing.
It's your dexterity.
Oh, okay. That'll help. How much?
You get advantage on any kind of like.
Oh, I already have that. Yeah, I already got that.
I don't know. Let me check.
So what are you doing?
Opening the door.
One of these until our next rest.
And I'm jumping back if anything starts to come out. Or anything.
Dexterity save.
Yeah, that's going to be. Where's my save?
What's your dexterity?
14.
Yeah. You have advantage on dexterity.
Plus 2, plus your proficiency bonus. Plus the d4 that I gave you.
Alright, so that's 15,
16. Okay. Jump out of the way just as 4 large rocks come out of the ceiling and land all around you.
Aha!
Bang, bang, bang. And you open the door. Inside the room, it looks like it has collapsed at some point. There's a big pile of rubble in the middle of the room. And another...
Like Barney rubble?
...door over here.
Rubble, rubble, rubble.
No Barney rubble, just
They're like
rocks.
The Hamburglar. Rubble, rubble, rubble.
Is
rubble,
rubble?
Could have been either. Yeah. Who knows? The Hamburglar was a really stupid character.
Does it look like rubble or like it was a carving? Or did it look up at this where the ceiling was?
Yeah, it looks like the ceiling has collapsed here.
Can we get through?
Oh, yeah. You can walk around it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything in it?
Yeah, there's a little bit of the rubble.
What would searching it be? What
an role investigation.
Would it be? Give me an investigation roll then.
13.
Guidance.
14.
Alrighty then, roll a d8.
Is there anyone else doing this? Because I'm not great at this.
You did it first.
I'm just watching you.
4.
Hey, I think you missed
it. And roll percentage dice.
Hey, I have this skill. Why do I have this skill?
Probably from when you used 43. To be
a rogue. You find a spell scroll.
I got a 21.
You found something. Roll a d8.
Yay!
Are you writing that down or somebody writing that down?
I got a 7.
Write down my spell scroll.
Yes, I can do that.
Percentage dice.
For her?
Her, yeah. Okay.
Nine. Is that a good look or a bad look?
Could be good.
Could be bad.
Could be good. Could be bad.
If everybody's finding stuff, I'm searching too. What the hell?
I'm about to say, what is this?
Yeah, it's
magical treasure, like, ruin?
I was searching with the idea that, you know, I don't know, a spider was going to jump out at us.
Percentage.
Was that a racist joke?
Yes.
74.
Yes, it was. Horribly insensitive.
Longsword.
I'll identify these things.
I'll trade you the spell scroll for the longsword.
You want to search? I'll give you guidance.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Jill. Jack
of all
trades.
You found nothing.
You want to search?
There's nothing in here.
You're not going to search?
Go ahead, search.
I'll search.
And roll a d20 and add a d4 to it. I'll give you guidance.
Wait.
What's your investigation? Is it intelligence yet?
I made a 13.
Then you did
plus
find
one.
Something. Roll a d8.
13 plus 1.
So you're going to roll a d20 and add 1 and then
eight.
Whatever you roll on the d4 once you get stuck.
Percentage.
77.
You find a staff with a spider on it.
Does that look familiar?
It does indeed. And when you touch it, images start racing through your mind like of historical events that you can't grasp them. They're just going through really fast.
I drop it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, another damn staff, right? I feel you.
Mark?
Sir, ma'am. Sorry. Slipped.
Not in the army. You don't have to come here, sir.
My lady.
Actually, around other people that he does.
Does that staff look familiar?
Got a spider on it. And yes, it looks like the one in the book.
That is the spider staff. Or a very good resemblance of it.
The what staff?
I reach down and grab it.
Images start racing through your mind. Historical events that were way before you were born. You can't make any sense out of them. They're all just going. If you watched Game of Thrones, like what happens to Bran when he's seeing it.
Yep.
Well, he gets a little bit more than you do. You don't get. You just like get real quick images.
I want to concentrate on it and see if I can get the images to slow down.
Give me
down.
A.
There's a concentration check. It's Constitution save.
Constitution save.
Whatever
it's going to be
DC
hard.
Whatever DC you want to make it. How's a 14?
You catch a glimpse of a elf wizard, apparently in some sort of laboratory, but it's very quick and then it's gone.
I actually have a pretty good concentration.
You can, if you concentrate on the images, you can slow them down. I got an image of an elf wizard.
I'll try it.
It's your staff. I hand it back to her.
I'm going to concentrate.
Yeah. All right. Do it.
You can do it.
And I will give you guidance. I didn't feel it was fair to give myself guidance while I was racing through my head.
That's a pretty good roll.
20. 20
plus some numbers.
All right. You see a big battle going on between two groups of elves. Behind one of the groups of elves is a wizard on a horse. And the other group of elves is pushing along a wagon that has a big round stone in it.
Elves and wagons. That just doesn't make any sense.
Are you telling us what you see?
I think I just saw the battle between the evil elves that we were told about from Oda and the others that we've met.
give me any information, no matter how small, whatever detail. I'd sit down and plot my book out. Go.
There was a wizard on a horse behind.
What he looked like? What he looked like? What he looked like?
He looked like the guy you saw after she describes him.
He looked like a man.
He looked like a man.
He looked like a man.
And then the other force of elves was pushing a cart with a stone.
What did the stone look like? Can you concentrate on the stone? Is the image still there? Or is it gone? The
image is gone. Give me an intelligence check.
Wait, a stone? You mean like the one the warlord's looking for?
No, that was terrible. 7 plus 1 if Jack of all trade helps.
There's some kind of markings on it, but he couldn't see them.
It just had markings on it. It was big and round.
So based upon the known history that I've learned, can I make a probably a ridiculous history check to see if I can place this stone?
Sure.
If we're at a library, I might be able to do better at this. I could do some research. What about that history book? Which history book?
The one you stole.
The one that I stole.
But it's in ancient Elven.
I can read it. This is going to take a little while to go through.
Wait. I thought you read that book
actually,
he told you to.
No,
actually,
he told,
I have a 25 on my history roll.
And we haven't technically left yet.
That may have been the way they sealed themselves and the other elves away. That stone may be very powerful magic.
Chrissy thinks we left that behind because it was dangerous.
So if we find the stone, then
I have that book.
I thought he said it was okay. We specifically asked him if it was okay, and he said, it's up to you.
Yeah, I can't read it, but it's a cool elven artifact.
Yeah. And how many items have you found so far?
Just
scroll,
three.
Sword,
and is there anybody else left to search?
Yeah, us too. When we get done, I'll identify the things that we have if nobody else has the ability to. Probably
I can sense magic to see if anything else is magical.
12.
He did not find anything.
Yeah, figures.
Is it?
22.
You found something. Roll an 8. And that's the last thing you can find. So.
3.
Percentage?
A 10.
Potion. You're the potion man.
Hey, at least y'all found something. I didn't find shit.
I got a 17 on the arcana for the potion.
It's a potion of superior healing.
Oh. Nice.
Thank you.
You might want to take that.
Yeah, give it to Squish.
Can I use my arcana on the sword?
Sure.
Or do I need to try to identify?
I've got detect magic too, just to make sure.
It's an 11 on the sword, so I have no idea. The staff, I'm pretty certain I'm going to have to identify too.
The staff, I'm pretty sure we already figured out what it was.
Yeah, we already were.
Well, I mean, if it might have other stuff.
We know really nothing about it.
So it's a ritual. It's going to take a while for me to do this.
It's going to take a while.
So we should probably rest here.
I'm going to check at the door.
Let's listen and see if there's anything I can hear.
Short rest.
Yeah, so while they're taking a short rest, I'll identify.
We haven't eaten yet, right? I'll make dinner.
We got plenty of rubber meat.
Hey, where the ceiling collapsed, does it go up and out anywhere, or does it just like...
Nope, just
rock.
Just an opening. Chunk fell out.
Fire.
What are you doing?
Searching it, listening at the door to see if there's anything. Old natural 20.
No, you don't hear anything.
All right. Sounds like it's clear out through the door, so we should be fine. Find a rest here.
So I'm going to identify the sword and then try to identify the staff.
And there's a scroll,
powers.
Too.
Should we still post somebody?
The scroll we'll look at. Yeah.
Should we post up somebody next to the door just in case?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to check. While we're doing that, I'll check the door for traps.
How long does it take you to cast the ritual?
10 minutes per item.
Okay. Go ahead with the check.
30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Or 20.
20 minutes. Yeah, scroll I can look at to is cleric or wizard.
Sword is +3.
That's a really nice long sword. Is it named? Does it need to be attuned?
No. I'll give you a staff for it. Longsword's what I'm fucking trained in. Not the stupid staff. I mean,
what else are you doing now?
He could use a staff.
Yeah, but I just met this dude.
Yeah, well, that's true, Eric.
Oh, wow. He knows and he laughed, and he doesn't even know the joke.
Suck my...
I own it.
All right.
I own it. I'm sorry. That slipped.
That was not what I was doing at all, and you know it.
Too soon. I'm sorry.
And he is in the pain, though.
I know, and I'm cool with venturing with him, but it's like we're not going to go and say, oh, you're a monk. You seem trustworthy. Join our merry band and fall into marching order.
Is he a monk? Are you a monk?
He's a monk.
He's a monk.
Yeah, I'm a monk.
What's a monk?
couldn't you tell from the whole,
what?
The moving of the hands in a weird way.
He punched a thing.
Yeah.
How does that make
it's not
more?
A regular punch. See, this is a regular punch. You punch a rock. No, see, that's a regular punch. He
that's
did something
exactly
else.
What he did?
No, he did it with flair.
He punched with flair.
It looked like he hit harder than I could have.
See? Yeah.
Monks are trained with hand-based fighting and staffs.
There's whole schools for them.
Yeah, they're called boxers.
That's a point.
Well, monks are also known for
open-hand
fighting.
They hit with flair.
Apparently Lady F is prejudiced against monks.
I thought she would have been more open-minded.
For the spider
I'm
staff.
Just saying, I've never heard of
I'll hold it and use identify on
it. It is the staff of lore, which should mean something to everybody in the group.
Staff of lore.
Lore.
That's an artifact. Isn't
it? It is an artifact.
Wait, lore was kind of a jerk. I like data better.
No, well.
So in order to learn.
Everybody who went through the fiasco should remember that the staff of lore is a thing that caused a lot of corruption. Remember the word corruption kept appearing?
Mm-hmm. This is a pretty powerful item. Unfortunately, you have to be attuned to it, don't you?
Yes.
So whoever takes this item has to attune to it to learn its full...
And it is evil.
...properties, and it is not a good staff. But if you have sufficient willpower, you can hopefully control it.
I'm not really interested in the staff. I'm just wondering why my mom carried that symbol around her neck.
Well, she's back at home. You can go ask her.
No, she's dead.
Oh, your mom's dead? Okay.
As far as I know. As far as she knows.
You want me to try to attune with it?
You just said it was evil. Why would you want to do
that? I think I can control it.
I'm telling you, can't. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But, Deidre, if you're not going to use a sword, I'd rather have
I've already handed it to you.
All right. I will sharpen it up. In other
you
words,
don't have to sharpen it up.
No, I mean, sharpen it up, make it look cool. With, like, some, wrappings of skins and stuff like that around the base. Make it look a little more savage instead of...
So you're going to defile it.
No.
I'm going to keep a hold of the staff.
No, so it looks more like a, weapon that's been doing stuff instead of quite so shiny.
It's that shiny because it's magic.
Magical.
It keeps it that
you're
shiny.
You're not going to be able to dull it up.
No, I'm not trying to dull it up. I'm trying to wrap it in, like, some skins and stuff. Make it fit me a little bit better.
There's a Roper in that room back there with some skin.
Good point. I'll be right back.
Roper's skin looks like rock.
That could be cool.
Let me know if it starts talking to you.
I use a Roper skin for the scabbard, so that way it looks like it's in a stone scabbard. That'd be cool.
I forget that. But no, I use two-handed heavy weapons, so a long sword would do me no good.
Yeah, but I have a special maneuver that I can do with a sword. I learned a special maneuver from my dragon patron. I got a few special maneuvers.
They have something to do with keys.
Bend over and touch your toes.
I'm good at touching my toes. Wait, what?
The sword, the pointy end goes
sorry,
in the other
guy. I know where the pointy end goes. I've been doing that for ages.
Can I carry the staff if you're not going to use it?
By all means.
I will never use it, but I will carry it.
Which staff?
The thunder lightning.
Oh.
Makes it look cool.
I made it into a spear.
I take the spearhead
off. Fair enough. I put a spear point on it. Because a staff does not fit me. What am I going to hit someone with a long stick for? If I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it in a baiting ritual. I mean, you know what?
Oh, boy.
Is everything a mating ritual with you?
Yeah.
Well, if you're hitting things with a long staff, I mean, it's totally a pelican. Ritualistically, that's what it's for.
All right, so what's
happening? What is this thing called?
Staff of Thunder and Lightning.
Does your app not have it? Came straight out of the Dungeon Master's Guide. It better have it.
That's what I'm saying. Or you can just Google it, because, you know, it comes up that
way. It's right here. I'm not going to attune to it, though.
The goobs. Okay, so what are we doing?
Somebody said something about...
doesn't look to be any traps on that door, so...
Go on, Scar.
Alright, I will open it.
Put everybody in this room. And then give me that piece.
Sliding everything down?
Yep. Give me that other room down there.
Oh, no. To the wall?
To the wall.
Yeah, this is a big room.
Wait, you're saying
a long room.
It is a long room.
Really,
there are 40 statues, 20 in each row, with incredibly lifelike appearances. It does.
Are they, like, strategically placed, like in just, lines?
They are lined up.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
And there's a pair of, what is actually on here is in here, a pair
Sneaky
of
head.
Thrones.
Medusa.
If they were sporadically placed, I would be like, oh,
she
could have
moved them.
Are they all different people?
They are. They appear to be warriors and explorers.
Do they look like they're terrified?
They don't. They're actually attractive. They look like heroic poses.
Okay.
Like you would find in a town square.
Or in a throne room.
Or in a throne or room.
The town square baby.
Do they have any, like, plaques underneath
or
them?
Or like a terracotta, you know.
Yes, they do.
Supposed to come to life whenever you...
Awesome. I'll start looking at some of the plaques.
They just appear to be names.
Big Trouble with China.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll record the names if I don't recognize them.
Okay.
I'm going to go around the edges of the room looking for any kind of doors and stuff.
Like looking for traps.
Is that a throne down there?
It is. Two of them. A large one and a smaller one.
It just seems...
Hey,
one
my size.
One for me and one for you.
Actually, like male and female size, not that much smaller.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
By my standard, yeah.
Why has the woman's got to be smaller?
Because the man's the ruler.
Actually, among us, the women...
My ass isn't fitting enough.
Actually, among my people, the women are larger.
Among my people, the women rule.
Man, we're pretty equal. Yeah.
My women are hairy.
So you're pretty equal too.
So
are you a male or female of your species?
I am a male of my species.
Okay. I can't tell.
So you really can't tell.
You need to grow hair.
I'm not always sure with you know, some of you.
Well, generally speaking, if you're a mammalian race, you have boobs if you're female.
Right, I noticed that. Yeah. I've also noticed that some of the really big men also have boobs.
Hey, I resemble that.
I do too, yeah. I call myself out on that one.
I'm going to search around the thrones.
Okay.
Give myself guidance.
I'm going to go nearby because thrones have weird shit that happens. And I'm going to look up for
15.
Find a trap door right in front of the big throne.
The door here.
A trap door or a trapped door?
A trap door.
The door here.
Is it a trapped trap door?
That is a good question.
Guidance.
24.
Does not appear to be.
It is not a trap.
Is it locked?
It is not.
Can I open it?
You can try. Yes, it opens.
I will try to open it.
I can't do traps, but I do have lock picks. I got it from one of my background things.
She's proficient in thieves' tools?
Yes.
That means you can disarm traps, too.
Does it?
If you're proficient in thieves' tools, mm-hmm. you can disarm mm-hmm. traps.
Oh, okay.
A dexterity save.
There's a wooden box about a foot long, about 4 inches wide, 4 inches tall.
Does it hold cheese?
I don't know. Nobody's opened it yet.
I'll pull it out.
Okay.
Lady Athene, you want to check this one?
What is it?
Sorry. A box. It's a cat in a box. Well, it's a box. We don't know what the cat
is. Wait, so the cat is either alive or dead?
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know until we open it.
We won't know until you open it.
Oh, I know who owns this box.
Schrodinger's box.
Yeah. Or your favorite phrase, why can't it be both?
Dinos. Yep.
It's alive and dead.
It gets me in trouble a lot.
20.
It is indeed trapped.
So it is... I forget how this works. So you get to use your proficiency bonus?
Hold on, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, because she's...
And what was your roll, a 20?
Dexterity, yep.
It is a magical trap.
Well, that makes it harder. Let's wait till you see how we do it first.
What do you mean?
It should be proficiency with thieves' tools.
Yeah, it's just dexterity.
It's dexterity. Yeah. So it's your dexterity bonus.
I mean, I was going off of jack of all trades because I'm not proficient in thieves.
And
tools,
I get my
proficiency bonus.
The proficiency
as well.
With these tools lets you add your proficiency bonus to any ability checks you make to disarm traps or open locks. So you get to use a dexterity plus.
But, well,
your...
this is a magical trap, so it may be intelligence.
Oh, that's true.
To disarm it.
But either way, she would be able to add her proficiency bonus to your check.
20?
Yeah.
Yep. You suspended it. There is a wand inside.
Grab it. I can only hold this so long.
Well, I may not be there. If nobody else, I'll pull the wand out.
Well, okay. She checked for traps, so she's probably the one standing right there. And then I closed it.
Okay.
What was on the scroll that he had?
Yeah.
A 6-level spell percentage dice.
37.
Wizard.
That's useless. Here, you take it.
No, you'll make me itchy.
What spell?
What spell? You just want to know everything.
Jeez.
Knowledge is power.
Knowing is half the battle.
Dojo.
The other half is red and blue lasers.
Yay! So you can tell which side is which. And the funny thing was, if they picked up someone else's weapon, it suddenly switched to whatever color they...
They never did that. They never stooped that low, did they?
In G.I. Joe, they did. Yeah.
Give me a 20.
Because those were obviously evil lasers.
Yeah. That's an 11. But Cooper had blue lasers, and the Joes had red lasers.
Magic jar.
I'll scribe it to my spell book.
What's that do? Can I put soup in it?
No.
Only magic soup.
You make soul soup with it.
Soul soup.
Not that my character knows that, but yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I have a shtick. Let's make it into soup.
You gonna stir it with a wand?
That's how Harry Potter works, isn't it? They stir it with their wand. Okay, we found the thingy.
Oh, that's right. There is a door back there.
So there is indeed.
We're distracted by the cat that's over here.
There was also the trap door had the box in that trap.
Arcana on the wand.
What can you tell from Arcana?
Arcana on the wand. Recall lore about spells, magic items, eldritch symbols, magical traditions, planes of existence.
And what'd you roll?
I rolled a 24.
It's a wand of wonder.
Hey, Jenny!
There's so many characters that I've played, except for this one, that would love that. This character, yeah.
Hey, maybe we can get Jenny back.
Yeah. And I am going to use the 100,000 table.
Oh, Lord.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, using anything else.
The one that'll drop like a 5-gallon hot fudge sundae on your head?
Yes.
And it had the one thing thinking they were vampires?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or 5 gallons of a hot fudge sundae, that's a lot.
If you ever roll all zeros, those sun supernovas.
There went that campaign.
Yeah, but that would be kind of an epic end for a campaign.
Enjoy that one.
Yeah.
I got an 18 to check that door.
Trapped. Does not appear to be trapped.
All right. I will open it.
This room is, you've been going through like carved.
Mm-hmm. Like rough.
Man-made. This is like a cavern.
It's roughly hewn.
And
is it a cavern or was it just roughly hewn?
It's a cavern.
Okay. So it's natural.
And
all natural, like me.
Give me just a second here.
Yeah. Got rid of the staff, and I just got to get rid of these robes.
Those robes are bad.
So man. Why are you wearing them if you don't like them?
Well, because everyone voted for me to have them.
You didn't have to pay them.
If they weren't so Oda, you know, I mean, they
I did
kind of
like
you.
That part. The bronze and green on them is pretty cool. Yeah.
You noticed something odd about one of the stalactites.
Oh,
it does
God.
Not appear to be stone.
Damn it, son of a... Not another one!
You want to do a regular perception now?
I want to throw a javelin at it.
Okay.
You know that stone!
Go right ahead.
I'm not a cave dweller, so I'm gonna comment on that. That doesn't seem like actually like a stalag-type thing.
Joseph also sees that it looks different. The rest of you think the rest of you are like, what the heck are you talking about? It looks like a rock.
So now I'm gonna throw a javelin at it. No, I'm not.
He broke his javelin.
You missed.
No, that's a 7. If it has a -5 for being a stuck in place, then that'll hit.
I'm gonna go invisible.
8, 9. That's a 9.
I assume that by seeing it, we had a quick action to do something.
I've not seen. We've not. Some of us haven't seen it.
Well, you see me disappear.
Where'd you?
Well, you saw me throw a javelin at it.
I saw you throw a javelin in the ground.
No, so like that would be up top.
Oh, that's what it is. It's, okay.
Yeah.
It's a dragon.
It's a wyvern or wyvern, however you say that word.
Hey, it's a dragon!
It is a dragon! This will be awesome!
All right, initiatives.
I'm not equipped to fight a dragon.
Nobody ever is.
20.
16.
You have nothing, you don't add anything?
Yeah, you add your dex to make
dex
bonus.
Dex bonus. You have a plus your initiative.
So it's 3, 4, 5.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
16.
Somebody
rolled it.
That's
not good. 10. I got a
20. 20?
20. 20. Yay.
And he gets a 16. So, David. It is still not moved, but but you can see it now. I guess it has moved, but it's not flying. It's like...
Oh.
Crawling around.
Yeah.
Now that we can tell it's a dragon, dragon type, we don't necessarily need to kill it.
I'll leave it alone.
I mean, it'll kill us if we get...
Danny or Christy.
You get close enough to it, yeah, maybe.
Which way does the cavern open to? Is it going like that way?
Toward me.
Okay.
Have we seen it?
Yes, it moved. When he threw the thing, it moved a little bit. So now you all know where it is.
It
still
dodged.
Still,
that's why I missed.
Still maybe not quite sure what it is because it's...
It's not another one of those things, is it? I can't... Well, it's got more than one eyeball, so...
It's like it has scales.
Danny or Christy, or either one of you doing anything?
Pure sure what you're thinking.
No, I can't remember.
I'm going to hold my action.
I'm going to draw a weapon, but not... attacky like.
Vince?
Actually, I'm like, you know, if you just let us through, we won't bother you. You want a roper fillet?
What language did you say that in?
Common?
I translate it in Draconic.
Because I don't know that.
I say the same thing in Draconic. It's even a little scaly, I'm going to assume it's reptilian.
Alright, give me a reaction roll.
Shit. Do I have to be the one? Can she roll? It's her words. So I rolled a 6, and I have a -2, so...
Okay, that's not going to be good.
Pissed off.
All right, let's do this. Come on. I already got the sword out.
Bite. What's your armor class is what?
25.
Damn, we got attacked by a bug on the other side of the glass door.
Yes, Kitty's watching us.
And miss and miss, so...
Kitty, say hi to the people.
Don't let the bugs in.
The bugs already hit my face.
Don't call her a bug.
Joseph.
Loud noises.
I guess it would be down here, so we just leave it down there like that.
Can 35 feet get me to the other side of them?
Where are you?
I'm right there.
Count them off.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
I'm gonna go there, and it just attacked you, right?
Well, it swooped down. It hasn't had a chance to.
Yes, it did attack, but it missed with all of its attacks.
All right.
Okay. Then I attack it.
Okay.
What did you say?
Doesn't matter. You've been around Scar too long. Use the wand.
So yeah, that's a not great. That's a 11.
Missed. All right, back to the top of the order, David. Oh, actually, we have some people who held their actions. You want to do anything now?
I'm gonna stab it if it's within reach.
Can I attack it now?
Yeah, actually, it's your turn.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm pretty sure my invisibility is.
I'm gonna become angry.
I'm gonna become angry.
I'll take the 18.
That is a hit.
And Fifteen.
Okay.
And then I'll bite it. The question of, well, am I going to bite it, is probably going to be yes, unless it's like ooze or something. most every case.
I don't know. I'm a real big fan of Jell-O.
Yeah, but ooze wouldn't be good. I wouldn't do that.
Oh my god, the gelatinous cube from the play we watched.
It's going to be 15. Another 15.
The demon was making out with it.
Anybody else who held their action?
That's me. I'm going to cast suggestion on it. Hey, you look really, really, really tired. You should probably sit down and rest.
It's the save?
It's a DC 14 wisdom.
Well, not in the hole. It did not save. It's sleeping.
Is it smart to understand language?
Yeah, it's got a, well.
All it says.
Is it above 3?
Oh, nope. It does not speak any languages.
Then why did it get mad at me for Draconic?
Can't understand. I don't think it got mad at you.
No, my Draconic is perfect.
It has no languages. It doesn't speak Draconic.
Yeah,
it says creatures that can't be charmed or immune to this effect. It doesn't say anything about them speaking
English. Well, they have to understand you to be able to do what you said.
Well, it's magic.
No, they have to understand you.
Usually it says it somewhere in there.
You suggest a course of activity a sentence or two. It does say, and magically influence a creature that can hear and understand you.
Okay. That part's not in here.
Well, some spells are that specific and some aren't. So.
Well, then I will not be doing that.
Although, if you did believe it was a dragon,
Your turn again.
Scar obviously believes it's listening to him and it's pissed.
Well, that's got to be why.
My turn again?
No, David. It does look like a dragon.
It's a dragon.
It's just got no front legs.
It is a dragon type.
It also has a like cobra.
Yep, large dragon.
Do we know if it's mad or not?
It's attacked.
It's attacked him.
It's attacked him.
It's either mad or it's playing very roughly. It could be either one. You and I understand. This is just could just be play.
They still have like the scorpion tail though.
Yeah. Sting is one of the attacks, right?
Yeah, but its attacks are not very good.
Well, the poison one could be kind of bad.
Huh?
Poison one could be bad.
Yeah, but it has to hit something first.
This thing doesn't have an intelligence of 4, does it?
5.
It does.
Then it has above animal intelligence.
It still says it has no languages.
It's alright. It couldn't understand me.
Yeah, it couldn't understand the language, but it has more than animal intelligence.
That's something for something
See,
else.
If it would have just let me work with it and train it.
Do anything?
You would have done it in the butt.
I'm going to back up, so.
No.
That is.
I mean, now that you bring it up, it might be.
It is possible, but I don't know how, since it can't understand you. I don't know how that would work. I guess the same way a dog does.
Yeah. Well, and this is more intelligent than a dog. A dog would be 3 intelligence. This has 5, so. But I could have done animal handling on it, but that, if instead of the reaction, but it would have, like, been a couple points better.
I'm sure you can teach it to understand language.
Yeah. It would,
just,
yeah.
If a wild thing is not going to know language.
Wild thing.
Danny or Christy?
I'm going to cast Hideous Laughter on it. It does affect it. It has to make a wisdom saving throw of a DC of
30.
14.
That was close.
It saved.
I'm a stab. Or not. Actually, I would have had to move up, but I've been flanking.
If you want to.
I would love to be flanking.
We got a spider on the other side, so.
Then that means I get advantage, right?
Yep.
I doubt a 13 hit it.
It does.
Woo! Stabby McStabby!
Has a lot of hit points. Other than that, it kind of sucks.
Stop talking about my people.
Oh my goodness, that's 11.
Okay.
And now, David, just make sure you remember which is which.
Yeah.
All right, it's attacking either you or you. It's you.
Everyone that does has done.
Me?
Whoa.
No, her.
No, I'm the ragey one that's right up in its face.
She also attacked it.
I'm the one who pissed it off in the first place.
Bite. Armor class?
20.
That is a miss. Two claws. Those are both hits.
Fuck him. Or her. I can't tell. Scar, what is it?
It's female.
14 and 8.
Ow.
And a sting to the spider in the back. Armor class.
16.
That is a hit.
Ouch.
You're
resistant to poison, aren't you?
6.
14, yeah, so nothing? 20.
Really? Is this piercing? It would be. It's a sting.
The sting is piercing damage. That's 11.
So 6.
DC 15 constitution saving throw.
Guys.
Okay, I take back saying it sucked.
Missed.
I just read the boys.
Yeah, he failed the same. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
It's okay, I'll suck out the poison.
The poison is kind of tough. 2, 4, 6, 10, 17. And then... it's your turn.
Oh, good.
Is that your total? Your current?
I've got it.
Alright.
Actually, I go invisible. I don't have one.
Then, David.
Walk me back.
I guess I'll attack.
Okay. He's like doing everything he can to avoid attacking it. Oh, because it's a cousin. It's his cousin. I forgot.
It's a hit.
Roll 19.
A distant cousin, but
with
yeah.
With short sword, right?
Yeah, with my short sword, so it's a D6.
What's the damage? It's D6.
Yeah.
D6 plus your dex modifier.
Your dex or strength modifier, whichever is higher.
Dex. 7.
Okay.
And you get your offhand attack, which is just a normal monk attack.
Mm.
It's another D20.
Yeah, that was a resistant.
Fumble.
That up.
My turn?
Yeah.
Did you miss me?
Actually.
Did you miss me?
Christy or Danny? No.
I'm angry, grrr.
Hold on. Can I go first?
Yes.
So I can buff?
That's not how you do it. You gotta really get into it.
So for my normal action, I'm casting Shield of Faith on her.
That gives me the 2.
And then for my bonus action, I'm casting Misty Step on myself. Count 30 that way.
10, 20, 30.
Yeah! Where I appear.
You can move a little bit before you do that, can't you?
I'm going to move after I land.
Yeah, you can move after. Yeah.
So I'm not running away. I'm going to where...
But if you move a few steps before, way. You can actually appear there, so you're not like within technical...
Oh, well, yeah, move a few steps forward and then teleport and move out. I'm looking for...
Well, she's invisible right now.
I've got one spell slot left.
Well, you can be sitting there with your healing hand and go move on into it.
Vince?
I can hear myself.
I haven't been able to go yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your turn.
I'm going to stab it. Am I still flanking?
No, she left.
That's an 11.
That is a miss then.
If you want to slide, if you want to move over here, then you would be flanking because he's on the other side.
I would have done that.
You're a fighter. You're tactically minded.
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter. I rolled the same thing. Actually, no. That's a...
Christy, if you're not even going to try, I'm not going to be rules lawyer in your benefit.
Okay? I'm about to throw a disembodied leg at you.
I'm doing my best here. You got
a pick. That is a hit.
Fuck you, Ben.
I love you, too.
Finish your whole name. She just called you Ben.
Sometimes I call him Chris.
Hell, I forgot about my breath. My dragon breath of lightning.
Just make sure I'm not.
Just make sure, don't use it now. Yeah, because you're closer than 30 feet, you'll roast her.
Yeah.
10.
Don't plan on it.
Please don't roast
her. All right, now Vince.
I am very electrically, like, capable. I am a big, freaking, like, tin lightning can. Electrically
capable. You're a lightning rod.
Electrically capable. All
right. 18. That's a hit, right?
Yes. I'm sleepy. Leave me alone.
For minimum damage, a whopping.
I'm very tractor beamish tonight.
And so I'll bite it. Yes, I'm biting the wyvern. For also minimum damage. Which would be another 10. Wait, no, not 10 for that one. That would be 7.
Alrighty, so she stepped aside, so he's going to bite you this time and miss. 2 claws. Armor class?
25.
That is one hit with a claw.
Wow. Bring it!
For 10.
Oh, thank you, sir. May I have another?
And stinging the dragonborn. Yeah. Armor class?
14.
That is a hit. For 11 piercing.
Yeah, and make your saving throw versus poison.
And save. Con saving throw, DC 15.
No. Roll a d20 instead of 12.
Yeah.
That would make it harder.
8. Oh, it was on the 20. Yeah. It was right on the 20.
You're going down, brother.
I'm fucked.
Mike, you don't even need to roll.
You are fucked. 18
at 0.
I was 0.
Yeah, you got the sting right in the unpleasant part.
All right, and Joseph.
Cure wounds.
What the hell? It's a D8 plus your wisdom modifier.
New plan.
Whatever your modifier is, yeah.
It's not me fight these things.
Unless
I'm going to
spend a
back.
Second level spell slot on it.
Let me handle it from the rear.
Yeah, if you spend a second level spell slot on this, 2 dice.
If I said this with any other character, no big deal. But with this character, suddenly it's weird.
I'm going to move around. I'm going to keep moving.
That's because you got kind of handsy a couple of times with people we were interrogating.
And it works.
Yeah, but then we had to start talking to you about bad touches.
I wasn't going to do anything to them.
And your turn.
He needs to make a death save. Roll a d20. Just got to roll higher than a 10. 1. That's 2 death failures. So see your death.
He's almost dead, people.
Oh, pick 2. Yeah. You should go take care of
Danny
him.
Or Christy.
I'm going to let Danny go take care of that.
Or I can do it.
25 feet. No, you're going to be more beneficial.
You can get all the way to him.
I'm going to have. I've got to spend my last heal.
Right under the wing.
I don't have a choice.
Oh, shit, man. Her tail's going to go.
8.
Plus?
Plus 3, so you gain 11 back.
Christy?
I'm getting the hell out of there.
I'm going to stab it.
I'm going to jump on it and ride it. No? Too much, you think?
You could try it. It'll be entertaining to watch, anyway.
Alright. I hit it. 11.
Is that damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I the only person that's hit it?
It's been hit a bunch of times.
I hit it.
Okay.
20.
When can I use that potion of superior healing?
On your next turn.
Can I move first, then use
yeah,
it?
Yes. It's about like a bonus action.
Okay.
It should be its turn.
Well, Vince first.
I'm an it now.
No, so what exactly does this inspiration thing that I have do?
What is it?
Inspiration.
You have an inspiration point?
Yeah. Didn't you say we all start off with one?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I got one.
Yeah, I believe so. You can re-roll a roll or...
But I'm going to grapple it.
Oh, gosh.
What? You said it would be entertaining. I thought that meant you agreed that this is the best thing for me to do in this moment.
Vince, I don't want to watch this.
Too bad. I don't want to move. Get the hell out of the way.
Just hit it with your sword. Don't grapple it. Good
but
lord.
The sword, that's not going to be nearly as exciting as me grappling its head.
I just want it dead.
I think he wants to make it into a pet or something.
No,
like.
No, it's useless as a pet now. I've already chopped off
my pet's head. There is a thing called instant death in the game.
That
says, for example, a cleric with a maximum hit points of 12, currently at 6, if she takes 18 points of damage from attack, she's reduced to 0 hit points. The 12 hit points remain because remaining damage equals her current hit point maximum. The character dies.
So it's negative your hit points.
Negative your hit point total.
But it's only on that.
Only on that
hit
one attack.
That takes
yep.
you below zero. Yeah. After that, you're at zero.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to get hit for that much at one shot.
So no one wants me to jump on and
if
ride
you're
this
zero,
thing.
And you take more damage, you automatically suffer a death yep. saving throw yep. failure.
All right, fine. I'll
so
just,
you're not gonna yeah. grapple it? Aw.
No, everyone's all pissy about it. They want me to kill it instead of you know. Having my fun and trying to fuck it in its ear hole. What?
I said go for it. After I move.
I'm going to retract my to-do you now.
No longer supporting this role, this idea? Right.
Well, that's not him doing him. That's him doing the fucking wizard.
Exactly. And I wouldn't do that. Because that would
make Mike hide in his shirt.
Or Mike, you know. He's...
Remember when we first started playing to Mike and we shouldn't swear in his house and.
and see what's happened to him now. All. Poor Mike's been turned into a degenerate because of just being around us.
Well, you know what happens.
He doesn't do anything wrong, but he's still getting affected by it. It's
oh
fun.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So 24 to hit. For 14, 16 points of damage. Then I will give it a love bite.
Mwah.
That's going to be 24. Nine points of damage. So the love bite kills it?
Yes.
So I stab it. Chewing on its neck. I finally bring it down.
The inspiration allows you to gain advantage on your life.
That looks way worse than I intended. Sorry. I'm just trying to...
For those of you at home listening, or wherever you decide to... Why?
Hold on.
You're going to make Danny pinch through the bridge of his nose.
Okay, so... to be fair, Mike actually placed what's going to be posted... If we can get a good picture of it.
Oh my goodness.
Mike put them that way, not me.
Oh, the wyvern has been mounted.
Not on a wall, just mounted while we're here. Yeah.
Yeah, not even with a saddle.
This is a dragon?
Yeah, type of dragon.
Does it have a horde?
Nope, not usually. Usually it has some dead bodies of some things that it's eaten that
yeah,
may
we'll
be worth it.
We'll look around, see if we can find anything.
These usually, yeah, these usually...
Daphne!
What?
Ah! All right.
Well, she cast your wounds.
I'm still invisible.
When you cast wounds, you can't... No, it's not an offensive action.
Not an attack.
Percentage days.
It used to be any casting.
So I'm like flipping around going,
54.
Stupid...
3d6.
I'm over here.
I will fucking stab you.
8.
8, 10 gold piece gems.
Need another roll?
And a d4.
2.
Percentage dice twice.
14. Damn it.
Potion. Percentage again.
64.
Scroll, third level. Percentage.
Someone else should roll these. 30.
That's a wizard.
Yeah, useless.
I'm gonna call it Harry.
What level?
Third.
Harry.
What?
You're a wizard, Harry.
Fair enough, fair enough. You gotta use the accent. You're a wizard, Harry. And remember, he just doesn't pronounce the H.
Harry.
Yeah. You're a wizard, Harry.
I don't know how many that is. Looks like about 40, what? Probably.
Come by, like, tug on your...
That was a four sound.
Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance?
Man, that's the...
Do not play with those!
That's the kind of thing that's totally useless to someone like Bart. Or it's right in his wheelhouse.
They're sensitive.
What's
is that
sensitive?
One that you have? Is that, no. Is that spell you have yet?
Wait, no, you I don't have any third level spells. That should make you
oh, that's right. Cool.
Alright, we're going to end this session here, and considering what you've been through, I think it's a good spot to go to fifth level.
Yay!
Three pretty good fights there. And we'll see you next time.
Almost died several times.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.